Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and hello out there. I'm so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way and spending it with us on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. I've got Tom Spence here. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's good today and good this morning. Looking good.
All right. A little hot in here. You must have a lot of things going on in your life right now, huh?
Yeah, heat never bothers me. I'm good with any temp.
I don't know,
it's people always have to report to me what the temperature is.
Oh, God, I know. I'm telling you. I thought it was just like that middle-aged kind of thing. I don't know, but I'm never going to admit to that. Anyways, we got Sean Stern here. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be here.
All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now. Well, good morning and welcome to our show. And I want to remind you that we have been building up our Facebook, and that is the Kim Pagano Show out there. And I'm so glad that everybody's been sharing. We've been giving lots of things away, so you definitely want to check every day of what we're giving away out there. So definitely, if you are a Facebook person, get out there and Facebook us, like our page, share our page, because that enters you in to win gift certificates to all different restaurants in the 805. And just to hear what's going on in our show all over the place, I do want to remind you of my two shows. And one is my wake up one, which is the 6 to 7 every Saturday morning. And then again from 2 to 3. And I do want you to know that they are all different shows. I always have different guests. Right, Sean?
Mix it up, keeping it interesting.
There you go. All right. And also, if you would like to be a part of my show, or if you have something to spread the word around the 805, give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Or you can email me at kimpaganoshow.com. That's kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And I'm really excited. Our first guest is Paul Lipton, and he is the author of Hour of the Wolf. And we're going to be talking about embracing the wolf, living fully, and realizing that there is still time to break old habits, make better decisions in life. Also joining me today is Vanna Barnaris. I'm going to get her name. I have these names, right? I tell you, it's like
it's
a challenge. Yeah.
Challenge.
But she is the owner of Nirvana Cafe in Oxnard, and she's going to be joining us here in a little bit. They've got these great, delicious breakfasts and lunch, and we're going to find out a little bit. We might have to go over there and have lunch or breakfast this morning. Anyways, and then we've got Brenda Huffman, and she's joining us today. She's the executive editor of Women's Voice magazine, and where she strives to have all voices from every age and every background heard. So with that, I'm so glad that you are here today. Sean, thank you for coming in today. Tom, for being here, and all my listeners out there, I want to remind you that if you miss any part of our show at all, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com. That's kimpaganoshow.com, and you will be able to listen there. They're all downloaded there, also on iTunes, Kim Pagano Show. With that, let's get started, and Paul Lipton, our first guest, Hour of the Wolf. Paul, are you there?
I am. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your experiment in ageless living. What is that?
Yeah, my pleasure, Kim. Thanks so much. I've been an attorney, a trial lawyer, for a little over 42 years. And for a long while, this book has been bouncing around in my mind, and I knew I had to write it. So I stepped back from the practice of law. My wife of 45 years and I moved from Miami to Boulder, Colorado, and I spent time writing this book, Hour of the Wolf, An Experiment in Ageless Living, to really talk to my family, the kids, the grandkids, and anyone who has been thinking about what does time really mean. morning when you wake up with regrets or what happened or where did time go or how come it's flying by so fast? And I had that.
Paul, let me stop you right there. And Sean's like, we're both nodding our head. Oh, thank the Lord that other people do this, right? Because that is that hour that you can't sleep. You've tried to go to sleep. You're tossing and turning. And then all of a sudden you go, okay, you know, I'm just giving in. I'm getting up. And, I either get my list out and I start writing things down.
Yeah, or I tend to think like midnight is like the witching hour for me. I'm either going to be bad and have a glass of wine or something and do something more creative. But it does turn around 2 or 3. You do sometimes, for whatever reason, you can go towards the things I didn't get done, the regrets. Paul, what is it about like that time of night that kind of brings that out in us?
Yeah, it's really interesting because you're not alone in that, as you said. At 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning throughout history has been, as you said, either the witching hour or the midnight mind. It's when you're kind of relaxed and you think the mind is resting, but it's when the mind starts racing and you wake up thinking, you know, my goodness, time is fleeting and what have I accomplished? And for me, it was time is flying by. My dad died when he was 56, my mom when she was 52. I write an hour of the wolf about a medical situation I had that I had to deal with, and I finally sat down and said, okay, I'm not alone in this. Everyone kind of has, as I write, it's an awfulization moment. It's kind of like a word I created saying you start awfulizing everything, and I said there's got to be a reason we're getting into it and a way to get out of it, and Hour of the Wolf is my journey into it and my journey out of it. And I wanted to share that with the reader.
Yeah.
So writing this book was almost like your catharsis of how to enter it and escape it in some ways.
Exactly right. It was a liberation of saying, okay, we're not alone. This happens to us. And for me, it came to the reality that we spend so much time trying to fill the day with stuff and to-do lists that we don't realize that the gift is the day itself.
Wow, and how that, refreshing that, is that even right there?
Yeah, that the gift is today. And instead of racing through it, I write an Hour of the Wolf about, I hear people say, I hate Mondays, or Wednesday is hump day. And it always puzzled me, because Monday and Wednesday and every other day is the one and only day. So I went on this journey that I write about where I went to the Himalayas, I went to a monastery on the Himalayas, and I really asked the question. I know it sounds kind of, you know, crazy, but I went to a monastery and I actually asked the question of the monk there. I said, you know, I've traveled halfway around the world to try to understand the meaning of a day. And it's that conversation and conversations with dear friends of mine who left us too soon, who all of a sudden they came to the reality as time was really running out, that it's the day itself, that it is just getting up and saying, I'm going to appreciate my moment here, and I'm not going to let age or time steal my dream from me. There's no expiration date on dreams.
I love it. You know, you and I talked briefly before, and you've gone through, you know, I mean, you're married, right? You've got two daughters,
yep.
Correct?
Yep, correct.
And you bought a Harley.
I did.
Okay.
My wife has a Harley, I have a Triumph, and we ride together.
Okay, and so many times in a relationship, one person starts to grow, and then the other one maybe doesn't grow with them or doesn't follow, but that wasn't the case in your relationship, correct?
Yes, we have the kids. I have my daughters, sons-in-laws, 3 grandchildren, and we just, Margie, my wife and I, we just looked at each other one day and said, you know, we spend so much time just working, and I know work's important, and we have obligations, can't ignore that we're each other's best friend. We have a history with each other. We know that we want to make it easy for each other and our friends to be with us. We want to make life easy. This is all we've got. This is the one journey we're on. And I wanted to share that vision with the reader.
There you go. Now, I know you broke it down into a couple different areas, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are starting your day here in a positive way. We're talking with Paul Lipton right now. His book is Hour of the Wolf, and the Hour of the Wolf is that 2 o'clock in the morning when you can't sleep and you're going, God, you know, there's times when I can't sleep. I'm not one that likes to get up and be in the house all alone, that kind of thing. But when I do, I'm like, ooh, how refreshing. I've got another couple hours that I can really like absorb and try to get my thoughts out on paper and that kind of thing. And I think that's something that you did, right, Paul?
Yes. I started writing down when I was getting up. I said, okay, I want to make this a positive event. I want to say, why is this happening, and how do we get out of it? And what I did was, in Hour of the Wolf, I wrote down that we have 5 decisions that we have to make. And if I could, Kim, I'll run through them real fast.
Please.
But the 5 decisions are this. Number 1, health. Are we really caring for ourselves? So often, we think that caring for ourselves is not our job, but we do have to take care of ourselves. We matter. And whether it is getting up a little early and going for a walk or meditating, but we have to take care of ourselves because this is us. So I write about a decision you have to make in caring for yourself. I had a reader write me after he read my book, and he said, I read your book and I felt so silly. Because I was saying what you wrote, where I said, I've heard people say, I don't have time to go to the doctor. He said, and I realized how absurd that sounded.
Yeah,
he said, of course I have time for me.
Yeah, and a lot of people put themselves off. I mean, they take care of everybody else but themselves. Now, the second one is family and friends, correct?
Yes, family and friends. And that is, when you're with your family and friends, be with them. Be committed to them and make it easy for each other. I had a dear friend when one of my last conversations with her, I write in the book, she said to me, Paul, it was so easy to be your friend. And so many times we test the people closest to us, and I've never understood that. So when you're with your family and friends, don't have your mind at work. Be with them. That's you can always go back to work.
That's a really great point. Now, spirit.
Yes, spirit. Spirit is, whether it's religion or nature, it's thinking larger. It's thinking outside the daily gossip, the 24-hour news cycle. It's connecting to something bigger. I read an Hour of the Wolf when I was in the Himalayas. I looked at the mountain, and I said, the mountain is ageless. The mountain is larger than any single story. We're part of the mountain. I'm part of that story. Connect to something larger than the daily grind of it all, because it will lift you up. It will connect you to a bigger story.
I love it.
The fourth is learning, and by that I mean learning is where there's passion. I don't care if it's at work or at home, but keep learning, keep growing, keep reading and studying. That's where you grow, and whether it is a new hobby or anything, but don't just settle into the robotic day in and day out.
The grind.
The grind. Learn something new just for yourself.
That's great.
And the last one is the one I've gotten so much interest in, and that is to find time to have fun. By that I mean, Kim, that there's still a little boy and girl in each of us. And that little boy and girl still wants to play. And play is not frivolous. Play is needed. We need to have fun. This is our journey. And I write that I keep a picture of my wife and myself when we were each 7 years old on our nightstand. I want to know when we're going through a moment or we're having a difficult time, that there's that little and little girl in each of us still trying to figure it out and still trying to be understood. And that's so critical.
I love that. And, you know, that is really true, is we are. This is just a journey, and we are all trying to figure out. There's nobody, I think, that has, you know, nailed it. Because every day is something new. I love talking to you before, Paul. I love what you've learned and what you're talking about. And again, Paul Lipton and The Hour of the Wolf, an experience in ageless living. It just seems like this has just changed your life so much. And it's such simple things that we can do. But I love that you brought it to our attention.
Yeah, Paul, this is Sean. One of the things I think in all five that kind of were striking me, at least in your journey and how you discovered these sorts of things, and correct me if I'm wrong, is it almost like giving ourselves permission.
There you go. That's great.
To do these things again, finding time for your own personal health, like all those things seem like we almost have stopped giving ourselves permission because we got to get on with other stuff.
And
you are
24/7
so right.
Life, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right. In fact, recently I wrote a friend of mine who is always into drama and all that stuff, and I wrote, would you give yourself permission to enjoy at least today?
I love it. Mm-hmm. Let's leave it on that. I'd love to have you back. I love what you talk about. I really do. And I just think it's so important, one day at a time, and you've kind of broken it down to that. Again, Hour of the Wolf, an experiment in ageless living, Paul Lipton. Where do we find your book?
Amazon. It's Kindle friendly. Barnes & Noble, it's Nook friendly. And you can get it online, as I said, in Amazon. Also, I have a website called theagelessexperiment.com, and you can click on the book there also.
I love it. Thank you so much, Paul. We are going to take
Paul.
A really quick break. Stay with us because we've got Vanna coming in, and she is from Nirvana Beach Cafe out right here in Oxnard. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Conference. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm so glad that you are joining us here and starting your day in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show here on KVTA 1590 every Saturday from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3. And our 2 to 3 is an entirely different show. So please tune in. We always get lots of giveaways. And again, our Facebook is The Kim Pagano Show. Like us and share us. That's how we're growing. All right. Well, our next guest just got here, and Vanna Barberis, and she's the owner of Nirvana Beach Cafe, and she just bought us some yummy, yummy stuff. How am I going to get in my dress for my daughter's wedding, you know? I'll still try, though. Right? So exactly. They look beautiful. Anyways, welcome to our show, and Vanna, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. Again, my name is Vanna Barberis, and I own Nirvana Cafe, also known as Nirvana Beach Cafe on Silver Strand in Oxnard. And I am just an entrepreneur following my dreams and trying to inspire my local community and bring us together so we can grow and stimulate our local economy.
So, you know, it sounds like we talked briefly before, and it's like a full circle for you with your location. And tell us, everybody, so it's on Silver Strand, right?
Yes.
How did it become a full circle for you?
Basically, I grew up on Silver Strand Beach. I had kind of a hard life growing up there. My father passed away when I was 13, and I was a little much for my mom to handle. So she kind of took off, and I was raised by friends on Silver Strand Beach and spent about 10 years there working and living on couches and in garages and just surviving as a young teen, as a lot of us did back then. And so I ended up leaving Oxnard for about 18 years and getting into the retail industry, worked my way up to become a general manager for some big box retail facilities, and then ended up coming home to Oxnard and just really appreciating it and wanting to give back to the community that raised me, basically.
Isn't that an amazing story?
What an amazing story to like just come
I know
from
when
such
I
adversity.
Heard it I was like yeah. I got to get her on because I mean that's it's funny because I used to when I became a hair therapist and went through school and everything I worked at this one salon very similar story and then I ended up buying it and it was the weirdest thing I went there just for a job and when I went in they said are you the one that's here to buy it and I was like I never thought of buying it. I just wanted a job, and I come from the fake it till you make it.
Right.
Well, maybe, you know, how much is it? And I went back to my dad. I'm like, can I borrow this much money? You know, and he was like, are you kidding? And here I owned one of the top salons right off the bat when I was 21.
That's awesome.
And I was like, okay. I worked there as an assistant, but then when I came back, because I really loved what their decorating and everything was there, I thought it was so cool. So I love that. So what prompted you, though, to start your own business? Because that's a whole nother ballgame,
yeah,
especially your restaurant.
Yeah. Well, basically, like I said, I was doing retail for 20 years, and I have a four-year-old daughter, and working, you know, you're never off when you're a general manager for a big box retailer. And so I didn't have much time with my daughter, and I just didn't really vibe with corporate America anymore. And I wanted to be able to have the freedom to innovate and really get involved and immerse myself in my community and do something that's meaningful, as we all want, you know, as we get older. So I one day just basically, you know, did the take this job and shove it and said, okay, what am I going to do now? I have a baby and I don't know what I'm going to do. And
did you already have a plan or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
You go, girl.
Thanks.
Yeah, a little more adventurous spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely bold and I'm glad I did it. Looking back, it was kind of risky and, you know, things happen for a reason. So
I totally believe that.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, me too. 100%. So then I knew opening my own business was going to be a lot different than running a big store for a corporation. So I decided to go to a class called Women's Economic Ventures.
Weave.
Inventor.
Okay. Yes.
You know, Weave.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. I wouldn't be talking to you right now without them.
Oh,
and
wow.
I just made so many contacts and networked and just learned so much and was able to be involved with a group of women that were just amazing and so supportive and really really made me feel comfortable in my own skin that I could do it and gave me the confidence and the resources. So, yeah, that's kind of how I came up with the plan.
And so did they put a business plan together for you or help you?
I put the, yes. The class basically teaches you how to put your business plan together and to present it to the banks for loans and whatnot. And just all the ins and outs that you don't know that you know, it would take you a long time to get out there and trial and error on your own. But you go there and it's a really great class, teaches you really quickly.
I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here. We've got Sean Stern, we got Tom Spence, and we have Vanna Barberis, and she's the owner of Nirvana Cafe of Silver Strand Beach in Oxnard right here. And I'm going to go check it out. I mean, just by your food right here. But why that location? Why is that so special to you?
Well, that location, ironically, I worked there when I was 14 years old. And it's kind of at the epicenter of Silver Strand. It's right on the main strip across the street from Pepe's and next door to Daddy-O's and Chalk Mule. And it's just right in the middle of everything. And when it became available, I was looking at another location. But when it became available, I just knew in my heart that that was just meant to be, you know, talk about coming full circle. I worked there when I was 14, like I said, and yeah, it was just perfect. And it had a full kitchen. So we were, you know, initially I wasn't planning on having a full kitchen. I was just going to have a coffee shop. So.
Now, Vanna, your personal story is just fascinating and inspiring. But my question is, what made you go from retail experience to the food and hospitality industry? What kind of motivated you and drew you towards
Great
that?
Great question.
That is
and
a really
and
good
did
question.
You already know how to, are you a baker? Are you...
No, I'm a foodie and I love to cook. And, you know, I come from my grandmother was Italian, so a lot of time in the kitchen and just a lot of passion for food. But that was not my area of expertise. So what I did was I really wanted to be able to help small businesses, again, immerse themselves in the community and show them. I learned a lot in retail and how you could get into the community and really get community support and be able to support other local businesses. So initially I was going to do consulting, but that's kind of an intangible type of business and kind of a hard sale and would have taken me a lot longer. So I decided, you know what if I am a small business owner and what if I can kind of gain respect by becoming a small business owner and then hopefully be able to reach out to local businesses and bring them together. And that's exactly what we're going to do and what we've been doing. So during my grand opening, I had a local business expo at the same time and we shared our space and 30 businesses showed up and it was a huge success. A lot of the local music bands played and it was huge. So we're going to do more things like that.
You know what? I love stuff like that. That is really why I bring you on, why I talk to a lot of the people in the 805, because I really believe that many hands make little work. You know, we all go up together, and when you can help somebody else, that you're helping yourself.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a full circle, and I love it. Vanna, what do you serve at your restaurant?
Good question.
I want to know about that.
Well, I brought you what's called panna chocolat, which is basically a chocolate filled and covered croissant. So we have a lot of yummy pastries that you'll have to come and check out. And we specialize in breakfast and lunch. Right now we do wonderful omelets, two egg breakfast. I have an oatmeal that's just really taken off. It has peanut butter in it and it's covered in fruit, nuts, and powdered sugar, and it's delicious. Our lunch, we have salads, we have flatbread pizzas, we have a chicken ciabatta sandwich, which is super popular. So kind of healthy, but, you know, some guilty pleasures
savory
in there also.
At the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks.
Now, you know, I looked at, what does the name Nirvana mean?
Oh, Nirvana is a state of bliss where you really want for nothing. And you're just happy and content and really in need of nothing. So that's really what we try to, the vibe we try to create. And it's challenging sometimes, but we really try to stick to that whole theme within our restaurant. And I just love for people to be able to come in and they're having a bad day and they can listen to music and talk and interact.
She's so in line with my show.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a great place to start your morning.
I know. I mean, it really is. I am seriously, we're going to send people over there.
Thanks.
Give out your address.
It's 2323 Roosevelt Boulevard. Just take Victoria all the way down to Silver Strand Beach, and you can't miss us.
Okay, great. And so what is your biggest lesson that you've learned through this process?
I think just stay true to yourself. You know, we go through life and we have all of these exterior influences which try to take away from you being you, and being your own business owner is probably the best thing, because you really don't have anyone to answer to, and you can be true to yourself. And so I think that's the biggest lesson and the most comfort that I get out of owning my own business.
I love it. And I know you gave away a couple gift certificates,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Let's do one right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And what we'll do is we'll take caller number 7. And then what we'll do is I'm going to put one on Facebook, so I'll let everybody know when that's, you know, we'll do that. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I can't wait to get over there and check it out, because it sounds amazing. Our next guest we're going to bring on is Brenda Huffman, and she's the executive editor of Women's Voice magazine. And she's going to tell us a little bit about another, you know, we've got all these amazing people and how they're making a difference in our world. And stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your magazine.
Well, I started my career in corporate America in the IT industry and the information industry. And then I went from there into more of an entrepreneurial role of my own consulting firm. And then in 2009, I pivoted into media, and I became a journalist, and I was a syndicated political commentary writer and a business, technology, that type of thing. And this January, I pivoted again, staying in media, but I had this just desire, this passion that started developing in my mind in probably late last year and really came to the forefront of my mind in January. And in February, I started Women's Voices Media, and we publish and create the Women's Voices magazine. And our vision for the magazine is to create a community of relevancy for women in the women's magazine space that bridges gaps, generation gaps, wealth gaps, and most importantly, probably circumstance understanding gaps with women. Our vision is to showcase also the voices of women, including those not normally heard in a women's magazine. You know, some of our columnists are first-time writers, and many are very accomplished and best-selling book authors, but we wanted to pay it forward, a mentorship, too. So we want to allow writers a chance, writers that maybe have never been published before, don't have journalist degrees, but may be great writers who just haven't been discovered yet. And I can tell you, we've had a huge success. I would say that probably, maybe 40%, 35% of our writers are first-time writers, and all of our columnists definitely embody the vision, which is presenting content that's beautiful, it's insightful, it's informative, inspirational, and inclusive.
So let me ask you a question. If somebody is a first-time writer, and for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We got full studio here, and I'm so glad that you are joining us. And I know there's lots of choices out there, but I'm glad you're here with us on The Kim Pagano Show at AM 1590 KVTA. Brenda, do you actually go through their, do you correct it? Do you change anything, or is it authentic?
Right now, I am, especially for the first-time writers, I personally do the editing. My edits are simply for, the typical edits of punctuation, spelling, grammar, that type of thing. And I might reword a sentence here or there if it's not clear, like I know what they're trying to say, but they're not saying it maybe in the clearest way. But there's no censorship whatsoever. That's not what we're about. And I'll tell you what, I mean, some of our, we even have a couple of writers that English is their second language. They're immigrants to the United States, doing columns from an immigrant perspective, which I love. And those probably I do a little more edits, but other than that, you'd be surprised. I'm very, very proud of all of our writers and our first-time writers in particular.
Hmm. And what made you start this magazine? What did you do before?
Well, as I was saying, before I was in media, and I was more in the traditional media. I was a syndicated political commentary writer and also a journalist. I wrote for Access News and Business Insider. And last year, I actually was a partner in the development of a highly successful political blog-type site. But I wanted to do something more inclusive. I kept having this idea that too often, you know, even the best women's magazines overly highlight the lifestyles of the rich and famous and offer content, you know, that many women just don't find relevant to their lives on a variety of topics that really touch their lives. And so I set out to start Women's Voices magazine to change all that. And we want our magazine to be relevant to real life. We want, you know, I map the content very deliberately with the everyday lives of real women in mind, because we want our readers to see themselves and their own lives represented in the magazine.
Morning, Brenda. This is Sean. How are you today?
I'm great, Sean. How are you?
I am well. I just was curious. You mentioned that your goal of putting out a new women's magazine was kind of be more inclusive to, across a larger female demographic. And my question to you is, do you have a certain male demographic who's curious about the female perspective? And how do you send a message to men to kind of understand where the female perspective is today?
Well, thank you, Sean, for that question, because, yes, we do have men that have liked our Facebook page, and we like them right back. And we definitely have men that are reading the magazine, and I think it's because they want to see what women care about and the perspective of women. And frankly, you know, our magazine is highly readable. It's in addition to being a real variety with 10 different sections of interest and 45-plus columnists, I think that men like to just see what women are thinking. And I know they're reading it because one of the things that we do, because digital, you know, it's a digital magazine, and digital is all about the interactive. Mm-hmm. And we start every one of our sections every month with what's called a My Voice question. And we have a theme for the magazine for the month, and we have a My Voice question for every one of the 10 sections. And we put that up on our social media, and then I select responses, interactive, from our social media to actually appear in the magazine on the My Voice page for the section. And you know what? Men are answering the question. So I think that answers your question.
Now, you know, that's really interesting. So what was the question for this month?
Well, there's a question for every section, and I'll be honest, I don't have those off the top of my head, but I can tell you for the August issue, it was our business issue, and we did, the cover story was a very interesting interview with WIPP's president, Barbara Kassoff, and that's the Women Impacting Public Policy out of Washington, D.C., and they represent through their coalition partners, which we are one with them, a million different women in a small entrepreneurial. So all of our My Voice questions for the sections in August were geared toward entrepreneurship. Like, for example, and I don't remember which section it was, but some of the questions were, are entrepreneurs made or born? Are you an entrepreneur currently or one at heart? Have you ever started, did you start your business out of your home or know someone who did? And next month in September, our theme is going to be climbing the mountains in your life. You can do it. You can get to the top. And we're doing a cover interview with Mosley Crawford, who does the Queen Code. And all of the My Voice questions for the upcoming September issue are on the our social media right now. So go to our Facebook page, Twitter, LinkedIn, and answer a question.
You know, I love that because I really believe, and that's a lot, you know, like my show here, is I believe we all have our mountains, you know, and everybody, if you ask, you know, Vonna, what's your mountain? Sean, what's your mountain? We all have a mountain, and it's how do we get up it, and how do you pick yourself up? My dad always told me, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on, because there's days that you think your mountain's so much bigger than other days, and so just, you know, kind of go around the room and hear, and for my listeners out there, if you want to go to Facebook and talk about what your mountain is, Sean, what's your mountain? What how do you climb your mountain?
Well, you know, for me, and I don't know if this relates to a lot of people, listeners and the people in this room, but for me, it's not even a mountain. It's just a series of endless potholes and speed bumps. Just even in my own experience of publishing this book, you know, I had a huge reach, had all these, and I think it's built upon expectations that are not being met 100%. So sometimes it's kind of leveling and balancing what are my expectations, even no matter how realistic I have felt I met them, and understanding that ultimately the only time you ever really fail is when you stop or give up and move and, you know, or change course and track. And that to me, if you just keep going, you'll be surprised when you look in the rearview mirror how high up the mountain you've gotten.
You got it. Vanna, what's yours? How can you talk about, I mean, you've obviously had some challenges and look where you are today.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with what Sean just said. I think that, you know, it happens to so many people, and it will just stop you from following and pursuing your dreams. Just there's so many distractions. And once you have something set in your mind and you know that that's what you're passionate about and you know that that's what your purpose is, just don't stop, you know, just have that will to keep going and know that things are not going to be the way that you plan them or the way that you expected them to be. And you'll sort of be under attack once you find something that you're passionate about, and it's just distractions. And if you feed into that, then you will always be sitting on the couch and talking about I could have or I would have or I should have. Just keep going and just know to yourself, okay, that's not going to work. I'm going to have to take a different direction, or I'm going to have to do this differently. Just be open to, you know, to
and those are all lessons.
Absolutely.
And you know, and you kind of you hit a dead end.
Yeah.
But I always say it's really not a dead end. You just need to change directions, right? And so whatever it is that you're doing, you know, Brenda, great question. I really think that, you know, along with our first listener our first guest, Paul Lipton, same thing. You know, he got to a point in his life was like, now, you know, where am I in my life?
He actually traveled to the mountain to ask that question.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. But anyways, I love it. Now, let me ask you a question. Do each person, they have this question and then they write about it and then you pick somebody?
As far as the My Voice question goes, we put up the 10 different questions for the upcoming issue. Like right now on our Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you'll see the September upcoming issue questions for this topic, the climbing the mountain, you can get there. And what I do is I take it, and so far I've been including most of them. I mean, some of them, if they don't really make sense or whatever, I might not include it, but I know last month in August we had, I think it was the home section, if I remember correctly, we had so many good ones that I went to 3 pages on just the My Voice, which I typically wouldn't do, but the answers were so good to the question that I really didn't want to leave any good answer out. So you know, that's the nice thing about digital too, because delivery, because we don't have to worry about printed page. We can, you know, pretty much expand where we want to and that type of thing.
Hmm. And is it a lot of work?
Oh, you know what? It is. It's definitely a lot of work. But I'll tell you what, we have 45, like I said, plus columnists. And I'm so proud of them. And if you go to our website at Women's Voices, and that's with an S, Women's Voices with an S, magazine.com, there's a place where you can read all the column descriptions, and you'll be amazed at the variety. It truly touches every aspect of a woman's life, whether you're under, you know, 25 and single and you're still dating, or you're married and you have kids, or you're a new mom. We even have one of my favorite, and I love all the columnists, but, you know, getting back to the first-time writers, I mean, a couple of them, for example, in the life section, Eva Stokes is a writer out of Seattle, and she writes about being a struggling single mom, and her column is titled An Unvarnished Truth, and you cannot read that every month. I know when I edit it, and she has very few edits, but when I edit it, there's every month, it's so poignant, and I just think, wow, this woman is so honest, and it's poignant, and anyone, even if you haven't been in her circumstances, you can relate to it somewhere in your life. You know, on the more fun side of things, we have a writer in the Enjoy section, a first-time writer, Debbie Duke, who does the In Good Spirits column, and it's very entertaining. It's all about the history of wines and the explanation of grapes and the pairing of certain wines, and then, you know, a list of what's delicious and affordable. I mean, we're very inspirational, but we're also informative, and it's entertaining. You know, I mean, I just, like I said, I love all of them. And then, for example, our published authors, I don't know if you're familiar with Libby Hellman, who is a crime writer, and she does a column, kind of unique for her. She's never done a column before, but she agreed to do one for us. And she does, in the Enjoy section, a column called Backstories, and it's all about just recommendations for films and books that women, past, present, and the present, should be reading and would enjoy reading to just enjoy, you know, life when you have a few moments to relax.
Well, I love it. I think that you have started, you know, it's a new, I mean, addition of something great for women to go after. Where do we find it?
As I said, our website is womensvoicesmagazine.com. And if you go, you, in addition to reading all the column descriptions and seeing the bios on all the writers, we also have we started our first issue in May, our complimentary issue, the full issue. You can look at the May issue in full. And then we do have an excerpt for June, July, and August. We'll always have an excerpt that's the cover, the table of contents, so you can see all of the different article titles, a My Voice page, four or five different columns that are in that month's magazine. And so I think it gives readers, you know, a really good idea of what's in the magazine. And everything's very affordable. That was very important to me, that the average woman could afford it. It's $17.99 a year for 12 monthly issues. So if you've bought a pizza in a year, you've bought the magazine. If you've bought a cup of regular coffee in a month, you've bought the issue.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on our show today. And again, Brenda Huffman. We're going to take a really quick break. What I would do is like to give something away. And we are going to give another partner of ours in the 805. And that is Urbane Cafe. And I'm going to give two free gourmet sandwiches. I just went there and visited, and oh my gosh, they've got this. The salad is amazing. Their sandwiches are amazing. They're all on these breads that are homemade there. Their locations are Ventura, Oxnard, San Diego, Valencia, Agora, and San Luis Obispo. Definitely check them out, Urbane Cafe. And we're going to take caller number 10 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. When we come back, we'll talk to Vanna, and maybe she'll give us a couple recipes and see what else we got cooking over there. All right, we'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. We got lots of callers, and things are good. It's going to be a good day here on the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm hoping that your day is going to just get better all day long. All right, we are talking with Vanna Barbaras, and she's the owner of Nirvana Beach Cafe. I love what it means. It's often called the other side, the beyond, happiness, freedom, unity. It's all peaceful over there, right?
Kim, can I just say, I love having the studio guests, not just the guests we call into, because they can actually bring in some of the savory pastries.
Definitely the ones that make food, great food, yeah. Right? Yeah, I love it. So what inspires you to choose the food that you serve at your restaurant?
Well, I did a ton of research, and I really wanted to embrace kind of California soul, and that's kind of our food that we've chosen. So we did a lot of tastings, and I got a lot of feedback from friends on Facebook. I'm really into, you know, getting input from other people and not thinking that I'm too big and I know everything. So a lot of my friends have given me advice, and we've come up with just some fabulous stuff. Our breakfast is phenomenal. We have a stuffed French toast today. Yeah. And then our three egg omelets, like I said. Our main thing is like the spinach feta tomato. You can get it in a burrito, you can get it as an omelet, you can get it as a sandwich, you can get it on a croissant. It's very popular.
And now, Vanna, tell us a little bit about the experience. What's it like walking into the cafe? Is it small and quaint? Is it kind of larger? What's it like?
We are very, very small, and it's quaint. And we have some outdoor seating, which is a little bit more comfortable. Inside, it's a little compact, just to let you know, but we did the best we could with the space that we have, we think. But you know, it's kind of an urban feel, and we'll play different types of music. We have music indoors and outdoors, and it's just fun and relaxed and a beachy type atmosphere.
So you could just tell that this is your passion. Yeah. Are you excited about it still every day?
Every day.
Yeah, you could totally tell.
Thank you.
What are your plans for your future? I mean, where do you want to go with this?
Absolutely. We want to eventually open up in the evenings, at least on Friday and Saturday nights, so we can do dessert and coffee to start, and then we'll get into the whole dinner side of business, because it's a totally different business. But keeping with the community, we want to have open mic nights, and then do as many community events as possible. We do have a big area next to the cafe, which is like a parking structure that we can have events.
Then I know exactly where you are.
I gotta say, I love the whole vibe. I lived in Spain for a while, and Europe has tons of these little bistro, like they're open in the morning and lunch.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Siesta type thing.
Exactly.
And then you can go out and have like a coffee and dessert later. I love that kind of feel.
Now, if you know, just because you are so authentic with your starting your own business and first time and that kind of thing, what kind of advice would you tell other people if they were going to do something like this?
Well, if you're going to open your own restaurant, one big thing that I learned was you want to get a location that was a restaurant prior. That is like a big thing.
If it's a restaurant that didn't do so well?
Just
to avoid the build-out costs.
Exactly. Because as we know, it's very difficult, and there's a lot of new laws. So we were grandfathered in with a lot of things in our facility, and thank goodness for that. So that's number one if you're going to open up a restaurant. Number two is just stick to it. Don't get discouraged like we were talking about earlier. You know, just don't be intimidated by that mountain, and just stick to yourself and know that that's your passion and you're going to do it regardless of what the circumstances are.
Who helps you? Do you have a lot of people that help you, or is this you?
Well, I have a wonderful boyfriend who helps me a lot with my daughter and with the cafe, and it's really just a big family affair. It definitely takes a village, and my daughter is the most important thing to me, and sometimes she'll be at the cafe, and it's like the neighbors at Chalk Mool, the tattoo shop, and Daddy-O's. We all kind of pitch in with each other's kids
and
stuff. I love
it. It's one big family,
right? It absolutely
is.
I love that.
I love it. And, you know, again, give out the address and the name again.
It's Nirvana Cafe, and we're 2323 Roosevelt. Just take Victoria down. Victoria turns into Roosevelt on Silver Strand Beach.
And what are your hours?
We are 7 to 2 Monday through Friday, closed on Tuesdays, and 8 to 3 Saturday and Sunday.
8 to 3. All right. And again, breakfast and lunch right now, but
correct.
plans for...
For dinner.
There yes. you go. Can't wait. Thank you. We're going to go down there and check it out. Again, I want to thank everybody for being here with us this morning. I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. That is 2 to 3 every Saturday. And again, we have our show 6 to 7. It's been a pleasure with all of our guests here. And Sean, thank you so much. I know you. This is exciting. I love it. I love when people get excited and want to be on my show. Vanna, it was so nice meeting you. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Tom Spence and all my listeners out there, remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can go to my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com. Email me if you have a business or something that you want to share in the 805 at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, and I would love to talk to you about that. Also, you can always reach me at my phone number, 805-419-0008. And with that, let me end the show with something positive to lift your life. Always remember that the future comes one day at a time. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you again at 2.